This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Chhattisgarh, at least 8 security personnel and a vehicle driver were killed when Maoists used an improvised explosive device IED to blow up the vehicle in which they were travelling in Bijapur district of Bastar division today. The incident took place near Ambeli under Kutru police station in Bastar division. Talking to media persons, Bastar Range Inspector General of Police P. Sundar Raj said about 9 jawans of the District Reserve Guard from Dantewada were on board the vehicle and were returning after conducting a joint operation when rebels ambushed the team. One jawan is missing after the incident.
नारायणपुर दंतेवाड़ा बीजापुर के सीमावर्ती इलाके में पिछले 3 दिन से नक्सलवादी अभियान संचालित किए जा रहे थे। इस अभियान के दौरान कुल 5 माओवादियों के डेड बॉडी भी सुरक्षा बल द्वारा रिकवर किए गए थे और एक जवान का हमारा शहादत भी हो गए थे। तत्पश्चात जो पूरा सर्चिंग के बाद टीम वापस आ रहे थे, उस दौरान जिला बीजापुर की थाना बेदरी एवं कुटरू के बीच अम्बेली के इलाके में माओवादी द्वारा लाया गया आईडी के चपेट में आने से हमारा सुरक्षा बल की एक गाड़ी जिसमें टोटल 8 जवानों को शहादत होगी डीआईजी दंतेवाड़ा टीम का और एक ड्राइवर, कुल 9 लोगों के इस घटना में कैशुअलिटी होगी। अभी आसपास इलाके में रीइन्फोर्समेंट टीम द्वारा सहायता के लिए पहुंच गई थी, अभी सर्चिंग जारी है।
President Draupadi Murmu has condemned the attack on District Reserve Guard DRG soldiers in an IED blast in Bijapur of Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, President Murmu extended his condolences to the bereaved families of the brave soldiers. She added that the country is committed to completely eradicate Naxalism. Home Minister Amit Shah has expressed sadness at the death of District Reserve Guard Jawans in Chhattisgarh. On a social media post, Mr. Shah extended his condolences to the families of the security personnel. He assured that the sacrifice of the Jawans will not go in vain and Naxalism will be rooted out from India by March 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the railways are undergoing a transformation with the promotion of Made in India. He said modern coaches have been developed for metros and railways. Mr. Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various railway projects through video conferencing. In a key move to further boost connectivity in the region, the Prime Minister inaugurated the new Jammu Railway Division. He also laid the foundation stone of Raigarh Railway Division building of East Coast Railway and inaugurated the Charlapalli New Terminal Station in Telangana. Prime Minister Modi underscored that the work on the modern rail networks like the dedicated freight corridor is progressing rapidly in the country. He said these special corridors will reduce pressure on the regular tracks and will also create more opportunities for high-speed trains. President Draupadi Murmu today stated that government is working for the upliftment of all sections of society, including scheduled tribes. Addressing women representatives belonging to scheduled tribes from the Panchayati Raj institutions of different states at Rashtrapati Bhavan, President Murmu said women empowerment is the backbone of Indian democracy. She said that constitution has provided equal rights to women. Delhi Chief Electoral Office today said that more than 1,55,24,000 voters are registered in Delhi. This includes over 83 lakh male voters and over 71 lakh women voters. In a statement, Delhi CEO said that in the last 2 months, more than 52,000 voters have been added between the age group of 18 to 19 years. Minister of Steel and Heavy Industries H.D. Kumaraswamy today launched PLI Scheme 1.1 for the steel industry in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Mr. Kumaraswamy highlighted that speciality steel is the backbone of India's growth. He said rising demand for high-quality steel presents a golden opportunity to reduce imports and Atmanirbhar Bharat. He added that India is emerging as the epicenter of global steel growth. Secretary Steel and Heavy Industries Minister Sandeep Pondrick emphasized that government is trying to give all incentives to the domestic steel sector. He said ministry has tried to make PLI scheme 1.1 more investor-friendly. In Jammu and Kashmir, the administration has established district-level emergency control rooms to tackle any kind of contingency across Kashmir region and in vulnerable areas in Pir Panjal and Chenab Valley parts of Jammu division. The Directorate of Health Kashmir has also set up round-the-clock central control room for the facilitation of patients across the region. The snow clearance operations are underway. Besides, work on providing power and water supply is continuing across the region. And that is the end of this news bulletin.